Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my usual co-host, Rick Prutz. Welcome back, Rick.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. We're having a really interesting conversation today. I know we've been going a little bit to the dogs during this month, but there's so many activities going on with dogs that it just makes sense to me. And last week, I was so inspired by our conversation about the Westminster Dog Show that it kind of led me to where this week's topic goes, which is the importance of socializing your dog, which we heard an awful lot about last week.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really loved about this show so far is just not just that you need to socialize your dog, but I've come to a lot better understanding of how and when and what are the critical weeks that you need to worry about that. And we're going to be coming up on people getting puppies this time of year. And this is a really, really, really helpful part to being a good puppy owner, or a dog owner for that matter.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, because whether it's going to dog parks or whether it's going to dog shows, or as our first guest this morning is going to talk about taking your dog to a daycare, it's really important that the dogs know how to interact, not just with other people, but with other dogs.
Yeah, you're the pack leader, and if the dog only knows you and him, and that's all they know about, then that's their circle of friends, and that's their circle of influence. When you expand that past that circle and at least let them know that it's okay to socialize in those open environments, it makes a safer dog, and it makes a more enjoyable dog, and it makes a better temperament dog.
Right. Well, there's just no doubt about it. And it was funny because last week I was thinking about the comment that Sue Rose made to us about how the Europeans just have so many more dogs in such a smaller space than we do. And you just think about how important it is to have dogs that really know how to behave in a variety of different environments and how much it can enhance just the overall experience that people have in their everyday life with their animals.
Sure. You know, I think of something like a Chihuahua, and a lot of times Chihuahuas find homes in situations where it's a really close, connected contact. They're very, very smart dogs. And a lot of times you don't think about socializing them. They're small, they're anxious sometimes. The problem is when they're not out and socializing, they're the greatest dog on the planet to you, but when you bring them outside the front door or down the neighborhood or whatnot, they become this, I think of it as social idiots, right? You know, and they're great dogs, but your view from the other side of the fence, if you think of a Chihuahua, you're thinking that these guys aren't all that smart. All they are is yippy and bitey and weird, but they're not. They're really intelligent dogs that can be very easily socialized. You just got to get them exposed to those really fun environments.
Well, and that's what our guests will talk about today as well. In addition to Janice from Doggy Daycare, we've got Mike Morgan coming in from Mid-Michigan Kennels, who, Rick, we know has talked with us many times about the importance of obedience training and properly socializing your dog. And we also have an animal behaviorist from Gaylord who's going to be with us on the line to talk a little bit about the whole concept of how to go about the socializing and the continuous socializing of your animal. So that's what we've got in store for you on this week's show right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
And they called it puppy love.